I thought, so you guys work together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always thought one was with one brokerage and one was with a different one.
She used to be at Keller.
I used to be with Keller. Okay. But I switched to EXP. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. F*** Keller Williams.
Jesus.
With my chest.
With my chest.
I hate them.
What does with your chest mean?
I just like, I'm saying it with my chest.
Oh, it's like, yeah. Oh, that's like, all right, got it.
Yeah.
You see, like, I don't know a lot of, like, a lot of the, you guys, millennials, are you?
I don't even know.
No, you're
I'm
Zers?
No, I'm a millennial. I just made it. It's till 96, so I'm a millennial. She's a Gen Z.
That's the one that everybody
like, I'm not claiming that Gen Z
No, we're
shit.
Not. No.
Wow.
It's like, I'm an Xer. I'm like, I'm not a millennial. I'm like on the cusp, but I'm not a millennial. But I don't know a lot of, like, this is when you know you're getting older. You guys have these, like, sayings and shit, and I don't get it. Like, I don't know. Like, these guys educate me. We're going to talk about the one we always talk about, right? Which is, I was unaware that, like, when you say hey to somebody in a text, the amount of whys you send means you're, like, into them or something.
Yeah.
Like, if someone sends you, like, hey with four.
I'd be like, oh, they're excited to talk to
this guy's, like, hitting on me. Or if it's just, like, hey, it's like, okay, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
For sure.
Like, I'm like, I have been sending the wrong message to men and women of all ages for decades.
That's
Yeah, kid, welcome everybody back to another episode of the Handsome Homebuyer Podcast. My name is Charles, aka the Handsome Homebuyer, formerly Captain Permit, but we still love him. 516-513-8838. Did I get that? Okay. Sometimes I'm messing it up. Obviously, you have a house that smells like cat pee, dated from the 1960s, 6 inches of mold on the wall, human waste floating past the basement steps. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yes.
I want to buy it. 516-777-SOLD. And obviously, this podcast and every other podcast is sponsored by
Cardinal Financial.
There you go. Sal Rizzolo, Cardinal Financial. We love him. Do you know him?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been to his parties?
No.
The legendary parties?
No.
I'm sure there'll be one this winter. No, there will be. Wintervention is coming up in February. You will go. You will have a good time. But everybody, I'm sure you guys have your own mortgage guy. Do you have a mortgage guy?
Yes. Yeah, we work with like a few different ones.
Every time you list a house and you get buyers, do you have them screen the buyers?
Yeah.
To make sure that...
Yeah. If we like bring them to the open house, yeah, we'll make sure.
Have you had the experience of you get somebody under contract, you're super excited, you're like, great, this deal's done, and then like 2 weeks before it's supposed to close, you find out that it falls apart because they didn't tell you that the guy declared bankruptcy or they tried to swap 14 different people onto the loan, anything like that ever happened to you yet?
That I never had happen. I have had happen though, where we were half under contract on a short sale and then the sellers were not responsive. Their lawyer was kind of not nice. And he's like, I'm only talking to lawyers. Like, wouldn't even talk to our lawyers, paralegal. And then they said, you know what? We're just going to ride this out until we're evicted and just squat for free.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
I have, short sales are something that you, as you get into it. So you guys have only been into the business for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have your new podcast, which I love.
Thank you.
Because we need more girl power podcasts. We need more girl power in general.
Yes.
We definitely need more girl power podcasts.
Yeah.
So give everybody kind of like a high level 60-second intro of like who you guys are, what you do, how long you've been in the business for, and where the podcast inspiration came from.
Yeah. Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So I'm Trudy. I've been in real estate for 2 years. I started out as an executive assistant at Keller Williams in Manhasset. I was running a top producing team there for about a year and a half, grew her business, did all that, had a great time, learned a lot, but I felt like it was really time for me to, you know, spread my wings and, you know, go full force and do my own thing.
Like, I'm going to make this money. Yeah. Like, I see what's going on here.
I
can do this. I'm going to make this money.
I want to be making the money now.
There you
go. So that made me take the leap.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm Danielle. So before this, for 5.5 years, I did digital marketing for Microsoft.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was great paying job. I hated it. It was terrible hours. At the end of the day, I didn't get paid overtime. I was just making the rich richer. So similar to Trudy, I'm like, I don't want to keep feeding other people's pockets. I want to do this for me. So quit full time in May. My dad still doesn't know. So if he sees this, surprise.
Oh, your dad doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't know. He
surprise,
still thinks
dad.
I'm at Microsoft.
Well, sorry, Dad. It's coming out now.
Yeah, it's coming out now. I was planning on telling him when tax returns came.
But you eased into it, right? So you...
Yeah, like I was in real estate part-time in the beginning with my full-time Microsoft job. And then I kind of was like, I can't balance both. It was very hard because Microsoft was super demanding. So quit that, went full-time real estate. Never looked back since.
So did you, and this is for both of you, right? Mm-hmm. So you were obviously working a paid hourly position for Keller. Did you just like say, I'm out? Or did you do that and then start selling real estate on the side and then kind of transition from one to the other?
No. So it's a long story. But basically, I met Alex, our team leader now, on a deal that he was working with my prior boss. And we kind of just like you know, connected and stayed in touch for like a long time. And, you know, for months leading up to me leaving, I obviously wasn't happy because I see how much money I'm, you know, like giving other people and making her. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I really was doing all the legwork. I don't want to like
no,
say,
but,
like she wasn't, but I was handling, I was running essentially her business. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if I'm doing this for her, imagine how much money I can make when I do it for myself.
Right. Yeah.
So I was just like, this is ridiculous. And I just felt like I was never going to grow there. So I was like, I got to like get out now.
And listen, you got the experience, which was cool.
Exactly.
And now you're like, all right, I know how to do it.
And that's like why I stayed for as long as I did. Cause I'm like, nowhere else am I going to get this experience. And I feel like, you know, like we said, like on a few episodes back, that like the knowledge mm-hmm. is just like, you can't put like a dollar amount on that.
Yeah.
So I felt like I had to just like suck it up, learn everything, and then leave.
No, it makes sense. Listen, because you watch social media and you watch TikToks and things like that, and people are like, you know what, if you're like committed, you got to go all in. And really, that's not practical all the time. Like I owned a Mako body shop franchise before I did mm-hmm. this. I don't know, you guys ever heard of Mako?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody get Mako?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did both at the same time until I did a few flips in mm-hmm. a year. And I was like, okay, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to starve next year.
Yeah.
And then I put the Mako up for sale and sold mm-hmm. it. So sometimes you have to do that like ramp up transition. So
yeah,
I think
you
did it perfectly.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about too. Like it wouldn't make sense if maybe you're like, you know, raising kids and you're like living paycheck. So you're like, am I going to have food to put on the table? But for us, we still live at home. We're not married. So it's like, if not now, then when? We don't have a ton of overhead costs. So
yeah.
Again, we had money saved up.
Yeah.
No, that's like what your 20s are about. I mean, really, it's you're never too old to make a change. You don't want to be unhappy. If you're not happy doing something, you got to run. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when you're 25 and 27, it's like, what are you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I might as well do it now while I still live at home.
Exactly.
So why real estate? I get it for you. Why real estate for you? Because that's like you were in the mix of it.
Yeah.
You were watching it. You're like watching the numbers go.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing her literally. Like I kid you not. I think what sent me over the edge was that I did like obviously. Doing everything for her. Mm-hmm. And there was this one house and it was like a complete basically gut job or tear down. It was in Great Neck, so it was like 1-4.
Okay.
Her
1-4 for a
knockdown.
Crazy.
For a knockdown.
And her commission check on that was $90,000.
Yeah.
And the homeowner literally
6% full 6%.
She double ended.
Wow.
And the homeowner said to me, like after everything closed, she was like, I really hope you get something from this because she did nothing for me. You did everything. Like this isn't fair. Like I really want you to get something from this. So that and this was like a common occurrence.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if I'm hearing this all the time, like clearly I'm doing something right. So
shots fired on the Handsome Homebuyer podcast. But that's the great thing about real estate, right? Like the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You can make like one check, one deal, $100,000.
Yeah, for sure.
Like think about how hard people have to work.
Yeah, that's a whole salary for some people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
in one check, in a few months.
For sure.
So why real estate for you?
I always knew I wanted to do something with people. Like in college, I originally majored in public relations. I wanted to do sports event planning and marketing.
Okay.
But the sports industry is just so tough to get in, especially as a female. So the Microsoft job landed on my lap. I'm like, sure. I had no background in, you know, analytics, media, any of that. I did a lot of numbers.
What did you do? You did like...
So I did their display ads and their programmatic. So if you saw like a display Azure Microsoft ad, like that was my team. Like we set it up, we optimized the whole nine yards. So it was very analytical. I just ended up getting really good at it. So I stayed because I kept getting promoted, kept getting more money.
Mm.
I knew it wasn't fulfilling though. I always wanted to do something that helped people. I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, like I'm not curing cancer and like they're making my life miserable. Like I might as well do something that's like, I might as well do something though that's like rewarding. Like at least if I'm working long hours and like I'm a nurse helping people, whatever. So I always wanted to get into sales. My dad's big in sales. He's like the VP of his company. He never wanted me to get into sales. He was very like, stay at your job, like stay at the 9-to-5, stable security. So I always kind of wanted to get into some sort of sales route. And then I've known our team leader, Alex, since I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
So we always kind of kept in touch. And he kind of was like, have you ever thought about real estate? And just went from there.
Yeah. And how's it going so far?
I love it.
I mean, it's
definitely
I'm so happy
a
we made, like,
crazy
the
market. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a crappy market,
yeah.
but I feel like if we're putting in all the work, if we can, you know, make deals happen now, just imagine what's going to happen when like the market shifts.
That's true.
Yeah.
So where does the podcast come from? Where does the name come from? And it's new. How many? It's two episodes in? Are you two episodes
in? No. So we uploaded our fifth. That'll be live on Friday.
Okay.
So we're four in. Basically, Trudy and I, we said this market sucks. We're making calls. We're door knocking. And a lot of times it's rejection. So we're like, we need to think of like a creative outlet to get more people, get our name out there. Social media is huge. So we're like, let's just do a podcast.
Yeah.
We talked about it for weeks. And then one day we were like, you know what? Screw it. Like, let's do it.
I was like, we need to put this on the calendar, because if we don't like really actually do it, we're never going to get it done.
Yeah. So we're like, let's just do it. And then with the name, we wanted something different. We actually originally wanted to name it like Unwell or Unhinged, because that's how we describe ourselves.
A good description of us.
And then I don't know if you're familiar with Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy.
He's like, definitely.
Well,
not.
She's a big, like, big on Spotify, like $60 million deal for her podcast.
Okay.
But she's like with Barstool.
Yeah, she was with Barstool, yeah. So she came out with her own network brand called Unwell. Okay. So we were like, okay,
we were going to start the podcast.
Yeah, so we were like, we can't do that. And then we were kind of chatting. We were talking to Alex, our team leader. We're like, let's think of like a play on words for like CTC. We wanted something that was like showing all of like the realities of real estate. So we're like, what about chaos of closing? Because it's never a smooth transition.
I like it.
Never. Yeah.
It is literally chaos
all the time.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, I like did a double take because I had never met you, but I had met you, and it looks like you guys are like twins. And I, at first, I was like, "Is it the same person?"
Yeah, I know. We get along like her. We are very similar.
And then I finally I realized. So, I get the inspiration. How's it going so far? What's the vision for it? Where do you think it's going to take you?
Yeah. We have had so much fun so far.
So much fun.
Literally before we even posted an episode, we had so many people DMing us like, can I be a guest on the podcast? Can I be a guest on the podcast? So
yeah,
for
we have like
us,
a list of people now. Yeah. It's actually crazy.
So for us, that was like, wow, people like believe in this already. Like we haven't even launched an episode and people think this is going to be something big. So I think for us, we just want to keep growing it and expanding and hopefully obviously get business from that, but just really get our faces out there so that when people see us at like a listing pitch, like, oh, you're the chaos girls.
And like, I think we also really want to just like inspire people to like just really put yourself out there. Like we were talking, like if we looked back a year ago, we were both like, we would have never have done this. But like, I think the support from like our team and like our friends and family really just like pushed us to do it. And I want people to look at it and be like, oh, if they could do it, like I could do it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it I will tell you, so, I mean, I haven't been in the business that long. I've been in the business for 7 years, and I've done pretty much everything marketing-wise. Mm-hmm. And if I had to just pick one thing, this is it.
Yeah, we have so much fun with it, and we were saying with the rapid-fire questions, when we're stressed, for us, that's like the highlight of our week, filming the podcast. We edited ourselves and everything, so we have so much fun with it. It's our way to, like,
decompress.
No, it makes sense. Do you guys, so what's the plan? Like, are you going to, because the ones that I've seen with you guys so far, it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
Are you sticking with that theme? Are you just gonna, or are you starting to bring people on?
Starting
and if you are, like, how are you gonna do it? Like, who are you picking? Is it gonna be industry people? Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be people that are just like in the markets that you're trying to like to farm in?
Yeah, we like we're dabbling with ideas. So episode 6 hasn't come out yet. That'll be in 2 weeks, but we're first bringing on Alex, our team leader, to kind of share his like experience. But we want to bring people like in the industry. But also we were saying even we have friends who are agents out of state. Like that would be cool if they could talk about like their market versus ours. Yeah. So just kind of anyone who can, I guess, bring some sort of knowledge about real estate in general.
Is the main goal from the podcast to get business?
I would say that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I would say it's equally get business, but also like grow our brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can we kick around some ideas? You cool with that?
Yeah.
Where do you guys, like, what's your area? Like, if you had to say, like, yo, I'm, this is my, like, this is where I plant a flag.
Yes.
Patchogue, Mastic, whatever.
So, I'm from Merrick. I still live there. So
Yeah. Like, Calhoun Merrick or Kennedy Merrick?
Calhoun.
All right.
So, for me, the Merrick, Belmore, Wanto area would be, my neck of the woods.
I grew up in Wanto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I graduated Wanta High School.
Oh, my God, so funny.
Yep. First girlfriend went to Calhoun.
Really? Yep. I would have went to Calhoun, but I went to Kellenberg.
Okay.
Hated it, but all my friends are, like, from Calhoun.
That's so funny.
So you want to do, that's, like, and that's on the South Shore of Long Island, that's, like, the area. Like,
for sure.
Everybody wants to be there. It's, like, from Merrick to Massapequa Park, that's where everybody wants to be.
All my clients are, like, I want to be there.
And it's so, there's no inventory.
No,
Very hard.
It's crazy. I tell my mom all the time, I'm, like, you are so lucky you got in when you did, because I'm, like, we would be living in, I don't even know, like, the boom docks right now. Like,
it's hard.
Literally. We would not be able to afford it.
And the prices are crazy.
Insane. Ridiculous. Yeah.
What about you?
I live in Babylon, actually, right down the road.
Oh, like the Village of Babylon?
Village of Babylon.
Love the Village of Babylon.
Village of Babylon, yeah.
Great time, good food.
It's the best.
So, do you want, like, what's your marketing strategy? Like, in general. Do you want to just do business everywhere? Or, and the only reason why I say it, we don't have to talk about it, is because, like, I've interviewed the biggest agents on Long Island.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Carp to Kenny Hirsch. Mm-hmm. And they all do, like, very, very similar things.
Yeah.
and the pod, and no, but nobody really does the podcast. And the podcast could be something that's like so amazing for your business.
For sure.
If you do it. So that's why I'm just curious to know if Babylon is your area that you want to do. Like, do you want to?
It's hard because, like, it's so funny. I was actually talking to Alex about this the other day. Like, I feel very comfortable, like, in the Grey Neck Manhasset area because that's, like, what I knew.
That's cool.
But that's, like, such a tough market to get into, especially as, like, a young female agent. Like, those women over there, I'm just going to, like, be honest, they're beasts. Like, they are crazy. I've been cursed out.
But you're tough. Like, yeah, you're not, tough. Like, a pushover. I'm not getting the pushover.
Like,
you vibe
start with me, I'll finish. That's fine. But it's very tough over there because, you know, like, people like to work with who they like to work with. There's a very distinct group of people in that area, and they all like to work with one another. Mm. And, you know, I'm not, all the agents over there are, like, 50, 60, 70 years old, so I know it's just, like, a matter of time until they're, like, until the, you know?
Until they...
Yeah, until they're, like, out of the
until
business.
Until they broke.
Yeah. But I love Babylon. It's tough. I'm, like, kind of, I feel, like, stuck in the middle. Like,
the Manhasset market's awesome, though. Like, if you know so that market, but just think about it, too, like, it takes just as much work to do a $2 million deal as it does to do a $400,000
deal. Exactly, yeah. I love it over there. I am working with, like, investors and builders over there, but it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. So, my take on the podcast, for what it's worth, is a podcast is the most, and I didn't realize this when I first got into it. Mm-hmm. I went on someone's podcast, like, years ago, and I'm like, this was so much fun.
Yeah.
I just, like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And then as you do it, you realize that a podcast is, like, the most selfish yet seemingly selfless thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because on the outset, it's like, okay, you're interviewing people, mm-hmm. like you're getting their message out and all that. But in actuality, like you're building relationships with people.
For sure.
And then you get the content out of it. And then they share it on their platforms. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, all these people know you that didn't know you before.
Yeah.
So my opinion, again, for what it's worth, is you do the business owners in the area.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
what you do. Like,
that's smart.
If you were Babylon, let's say, and you think about it strategically, like who are the connectors that know the most people?
Yeah.
So let's say I don't know Manhasset super well, so let's use Babylon for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Because I know Babylon.
Yeah. Do you live in Babylon?
No, I don't live in Babylon. I live in Farmingdale now.
Oh, okay.
But you'd go into Babylon and you would basically invite all the local business owners on your podcast. And they would come in, they would talk about what they do and all this stuff. And then when people come into their store.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, I saw you like on the podcast. That's
exactly.
So smart because I actually do know so many like business owners that like own businesses.
I know. And like you never think about it, but like how many times are you like at a place and like someone's going to talk their ear off and they're like, oh yeah, like I'm going through a nasty divorce, I need a house.
Yeah,
they could be like, oh, I actually know a realtor. Yeah.
Exactly. Like hairdressers, barbers, people that do nails, like those.
They get all the tea.
Yeah.
You come on, you chop it up with them and then all of a sudden, every time someone comes in there, they're talking about you. And then they're sharing it and all the local people that they know that follow them are following you. And all of a sudden you're the face of Babylon or Merrick or Belmore or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that's how I've seen it done like at scale and really, really work.
For sure.
At the same time, you know, you want to have interesting people on too. Mm-hmm. So like out of state other agents, things like that. It's just, it's a very, very cool outlet. And it's a lot of fun.
It is.
But if you do it right, like if you do it right, what I would do if I was you guys too is I would go on Zillow. I want you to be Mrs. Manhasset. Fuck that shit.
Yeah,
like, I feel
right?
like we have to right now. Yeah. Can we make a commit? Like, no pressure.
No pressure.
But can we
no.
do? Can we
Let's
make a commitment
it.
To be like
to.
Miss Manhasset?
Yeah.
You just have to say like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Listen, at the beginning, it's a little bit tough, but all you have to do is get one listing. This is this is my suggestion. I say this to all agents. I'm like, on Zillow has a function where you can see who the best agent is.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, when I say the best agent, I mean who in that market has done the most deals.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and see that person. You'll be shocked. You think the person did like 30 deals, they've really done like 6 or 5 or 4.
Right.
And then you get like, if I was an agent, I would take a picture of them and I would like stick it on my bathroom wall.
Like
every morning when I was brushing my teeth, I'd be like, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you. And then as soon as you do one more deal than them, you can say that you're the number one agent.
I like that. It's like a reminder
of
morning.
Yeah.
So if you want to be like South Shore, like if you want to be Wanto America Belmore's number one agent.
Right.
That's what you do.
Let's do
you look it up and you see who's selling the most. You'll be shocked. It's not that many.
Right.
And then you just go for it. And then when you start networking with all the local business people, you become like the face of that area.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too.
And that's
good
it.
Idea.
Okay, yeah.
And then, so people I have that conversation with, they're like, oh, but, you know, I don't want to just sell houses in Manhasset or Merrick or Belmore. I want to sell houses everywhere. I'm like, well, these people know people everywhere.
Of course,
and then they're going to call you and you're going to have business everywhere.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that's how it works. And that's how it starts.
That's a good idea.
So that's my,
Thank you for that. Sometimes I have
good ideas. That's what happens when you're 44, you lose a lot, but you gain a lot of experience too.
So that's
the benefit. So what do you guys see going on in the market right now? You keep saying like, it's tough.
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing. Just, you know, with the interest rates in general, like I've had clients who, they really want to buy, but like now they're pushed out of the buying pool because the average person, like think about it, even if you're making say 100,000 gross, you're probably netting that's like nothing. 70 yeah. at most. And it's like not enough to live. Like Trudy said she had a friend who's a loan officer. And what did the woman make? 95,000?
I think she made 95,000. She had like perfect, like pretty good mm-hmm. credit. And he's like, I can't even really get her to qualify for anything because...
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah, like
it's
what is that going to get you? Yeah.
And me on the investor side, what I started seeing like 2 weeks ago, which mm-hmm. is very frustrating is, and I'm sure you guys have dealt with it too.
Yeah.
Accept offer, they disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, accept
yeah.
like three, four in a yeah. row. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, yesterday I made an executive decision. I'm like, all right, guys, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're accepting everybody's offer.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's the first person to sign the contract gets it. Like, yeah. I don't care. We're going to just accept everybody's offer.
For sure.
Just, it's a mad dash. We're going to tell everybody, listen, we've accepted four offers. Whoever signs the contract first,
right.
because people don't realize
yeah.
all of a sudden they call up their loan officer and they're like, what do you mean it's going to be $6,500
right.
to exactly. live in Mastic?
Yeah. No, that's literally what's happening though.
No, it is. That's actually funny. That happened to me last year with a deal for one of my clients and the rates weren't even anywhere near they were now. But we didn't get the accepted offer and I was like, I don't know guys, I feel like it's going to come back to us. And then sure enough, a month later, the listing agent called me and she's like, yeah, they just couldn't get, you know, a mortgage anymore because the interest rates went up. So I just happened to be the first agent that rolled back like, yes, we'll take it. And like, that was it. It was done. So I don't know. It's a tough market out there for buyer sellers. Cause a lot of sellers we talk to, they're like, I want to leave, but if they're staying in New York, they're like, why would I pay double to downsize? And I'm yeah. like, no. I can't even
or,
argue
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're not even going to get anything like as nice as where you're living right now.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like we're buying right now, like mm-hmm. 4 to 6 houses a week. And I would say like 80% of those people yeah. are leaving.
Yeah. yeah.
They're just like, I've had it.
Yeah, they're done.
Like, it's always the yeah. same thing every time. Like we made commercials centered around it because it was funny. Like every time I walk into the house, there's like a Trump banner on the wall.
That's funny.
And they're like, F New York,
yeah, yeah.
I hate this
like,
place.
Like, I'm going to Florida. Like,
yeah.
Yes, I'm going to Florida, I'm going to North Carolina.
Yeah, yep.
I want to be able to like carry my gun
yeah.
and like whatever and not pay state taxes.
Yeah.
And they're leaving. So that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to figure out like, how do we appeal to those people?
Yeah.
And like as a realtor, I've been kicking around recently. I'm like, how do realtors appeal to people mm-hmm. that are leaving? Like, do you say you're a relocation specialist? Do you start mm-hmm. marketing that? Like saying, hey, listen, like if you're looking to get the hell out of New York, I don't blame you. Like yeah. we'll list your house. We'll sell it
yeah.
the fastest.
Yeah.
We'll get you to Florida as fast as possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's like, that's the angle right now.
I agree. When I have people, cause they'll like sing to me about like politics and I like try not to get involved, but yeah. it's like whatever side they're on, they're like, I hate New York. Like at this, I'm like, yeah. I
yeah. We just like dig into it. We're like, we can't wait to leave either.
Yeah.
And I'm like, still living at home.
Yeah,
I don't need to leave. You.
Stay there as, yeah. as long as possible.
So, like, people say absurd things.
Yeah,
to us too
either
on the
that
phone,
or they're
like,
gonna die in their home.
Yeah, that's
we
what
get
they
that
say.
Too. It's like
yeah.
one or the other.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah
people tell
the
they
time.
Have like a plot of land in the back for them.
Yeah,
somebody actually told me that. They're yeah. like, yeah, I have a plot like dug up.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys like? How are you generating business right now? Because it seems like you guys are pretty busy.
We are busy, I would say. For us, we get leads from like our team and like team leader that we're like calling.
You're doing Zillow?
No, we're not because
really?
We wanted to do Zillow, but the thing is like, especially
yeah,
in Babylon.
So, yeah,
like,
so
for...
I had like a Zillow rep and I spoke with him in Merrick Belmore. Mm-hmm. There was no like spots available.
Yeah.
And then in Babylon, I think there were like a little bit. I know West Babylon had some spots open, but it was like $600 a month and you would only be getting like 10 leads.
No,
like,
not even.
Like realistically, you know, out of those 10 leads, maybe like one or two are actually going to be like serious buyers. Yeah. So I just felt like it wasn't even...
Like I remember from Merrick Belmore, they said like the estimate was around like over 1,000. They're like, yeah, that's like 4 leads, and I'm like,
it was something so
four
ridiculous.
Leads. Like,
I was like, all right.
So it didn't make sense. So for us, I think that's why too we wanted to do the podcast because we've been getting some you know
yeah.
generation
way,
and
yeah.
buzz from it. So we're just trying to grind. Like we'll hit up expired. We're door knocking. Like for
door
example,
hanging, yeah.
yeah. Recently,
talk to me about the door knocking because that's like
oh that's it, yeah.
I believe in door knocking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of agents like. They don't want to do it. They don't have the guts to do it. They don't
yeah.
like the rejection. What's been your experience?
A lot of people like aren't nice. I would
yeah.
say the thing is
because
like
you guys are like young, you're
yeah.
women, so you would think people would be
nicer
to you. Like if I show up, people are like, fuck you, right? If you guys show up, You have a much better.
Fuck you.
Yeah, no,
it's still fuck you.
A lot of people though with the Ring doorbell now they're like you ring it and they're like what do you want? Like leave it in the mail. Like when we're like we can't leave it in the mailbox. So like leave it whatever. So a lot of people just I think post COVID they don't want to interact with you.
Yeah.
They don't want that face to face interaction. What we found though is people love anything that's free. So I just recently sold my brother's house in Belmore. So we had postcards that said just sold. And we had a bunch left over. So Trudy and I we put together goodie bags for Halloween. And we stapled the postcard to it, and we went around Belmore and handed it out to local businesses, shops, and then people in the area. And everyone, besides like one person, was so nice because they're like, "Oh my God, candy!"
Yeah.
So everybody was receptive to that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there was like something in it for them. They were nice.
Yeah.
So, it's cold calling, it's the door knocking, and it's just like. It's fear. It's the team.
Fear, team, social media. Yeah.
The good news is like, I mean, you guys are really, really young, so your friends aren't buying houses.
Yeah.
But like once you hit, like you're right at that area, like you're 27. Mm-hmm. So you're right at the spot where like your friend's starting to get engaged and stuff.
Yeah.
You're a little bit behind.
No, but
stay young.
A lot of my friends are like getting engaged.
That's
though.
Way too young.
Yeah.
Way too young. So like once you get about 30, a lot of people start getting engaged. They get married. Yeah. They want to buy a house. And like all of a sudden it just explodes.
Yeah, that's what we said. Yeah. We're like right on that cusp. So like, I feel like at this point, like we're getting our name out there. So all of our friends and like everybody's gonna be like, oh, like she does real estate. Like obviously, like I'm gonna use her.
Yeah,
well, not obviously, but hopefully.
Do you guys see real estate? So I want to talk about the whole team thing. So you guys are, I thought. So you guys work together.
Yeah.
I always thought one was with one brokerage and one was with a different one.
She used to be at Keller.
I used to be with Keller. Okay. But I switched to EXP.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck Keller Williams.
Jesus.
With my chest.
With my chest.
I hate them.
What is with your chest mean?
I just like, I'm saying it with my chest.
Oh, it's like, oh, that's like all right, got it.
Yeah.
You see, like, I don't know a lot of, like, a lot of the, you guys, millennials, are you?
I don't even know.
No, you're
I'm
Zers?
Technically, no, I'm a millennial. You're I just made it. It's till 96, so I'm a millennial.
I'm
She's a Gen Zer.
That's the one that everybody
like, I'm not claiming that Gen Z.
No, we're
shit.
Not. No, no, no.
Wow.
It's like, I'm an Xer. I'm like, I'm not a millennial. I'm like on the cusp, but I'm not a millennial. But I don't know a lot of, like, this is when you know you're getting older. You guys have these like sayings and shit that I don't get it. Like, I don't know. Like, these guys educate me. We're going to talk about the one we always talk about, right? Which is, I was unaware that, like, when you say hey to somebody in a text, the amount of whys you send means you're, like, into them or something.
Yeah.
Like, if someone sends you, like, hey with four.
I'd be like, oh, they're excited to talk to
this
you.
Guy's, like, hitting on me. Or if it's just, like, hey, it's like, okay, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
For sure.
Like, I'm like, I have been sending the wrong message to men and women of all ages for decades.
That's so funny.
So I figure that the from the chest thing is
you
know, just like say it with your chest. Like that's what like if somebody says something, I'll be like say it with your chest. Like say it like you mean it.
No, I feel like that's an old school one that's coming back. I feel like my parents would say something like that. No, that makes sense for me. So how do you guys like this whole like you and her against the world thing and the whole team thing? Because I think a lot of agents go back and forth. Do I want to be on a team? Do I not want to be a team?
Yeah.
Want to be solo? Is it helpful to have somebody you can call and just like kind of vent to about
so
just
helpful.
Because our business is fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
Like people are nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy shit happens. People are assholes. And I guess it's nice to be able to call somebody up who's like, yeah, like,
yeah,
I get
every
it.
Day.
It is. I always say like Trudy has kept me very sane because there are so many days where I'm like, so defeated and I text her and I'm like this sucks. I'm like more like 1 week it was like it seemed like all my deals were falling apart. I'm like F my life, like
I'm like it's gonna be okay.
And then it ended up being okay, but it's nice to have somebody to like lend a helping hand.
Yeah, that's what this business is. Like people get into it and I don't think they realize how hard it is, right?
No, they don't.
So they think it's like, all right, I'm gonna work when I want.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell real estate and get big checks.
Was that last week's episode we were talking about? Or is that this week?
I don't remember.
But we just talked about that on like an episode, how like TV and like social media glamorizes real estate and it's just not the truth.
No,
do you know how many people watch Selling Sunset during COVID and are now realtors?
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Like that is real.
That's what we were saying. And then if you actually look though at their stats, like not knocking them, but like Amanda's not even a licensed real estate salesperson. She's an interior designer, but they make it seem like she's an agent.
She's on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chriselle, she did two deals. I mean, Chriselle did like two deals in the past year, and like one was like I think like $1 million, but the other was like 500. And it's like that's stuff that like we could easily do and like have done. So I think they just make it seem like they're busier than they are. But I mean,
it's TV.
Yeah,
it's TV.
But I saw something that those houses they show like those aren't their listings. They just like,
wow.
Yeah.
No, that I didn't know.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
So tell me about the team thing. Like, has the team thing helped you? Do you like it? Do you think a team thing is kind of like a stepping stone? Is it a forever thing?
Yeah, I personally love it. I mean, especially I know being a solo agent is more enticing just because of the fact, like, you make more money. You don't have that extra split not being on a team. So that would be nice. But in the same breath, like Trudy was saying before, sometimes the knowledge you get, like, you can't put a price on it. So for me, especially just starting out, and I'll be honest, I feel like my first year of real estate was a wash.
It is for a lot of people, though.
Yeah, I was on a different team. I just didn't blend well with that team. And
she's more PC about it than you are. You're like throwing daggers.
No, because I like just literally don't care. Like, she made my life a living hell. Yeah. So at this point, I
didn't blend in with the team. So for me, I kind of almost didn't want to do deals because I didn't want to put money in someone else's pocket that I felt like wasn't really helping me.
Yeah, I get it.
So I think I kind of like almost self-sabotage myself. But now, you know, Alex started his own team. I jumped ship and he's been so helpful for both of us. Yeah. Like, he's been in the industry for like a decade. So there are so many things like that he's experienced that we haven't. So even just like some agents, like the way he'll work around it, or he'll know agents that like obviously we don't know. So him being involved in the conversation, they're like more inclined to like maybe spill more information mm-hmm. about what the sellers are looking for. So I personally love it. I don't know about like forever, but at least for now.
Yeah.
I don't see myself being solo right now.
I agree.
What do you think the biggest, so there's a lot of people are leaving the industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are trying to get into the industry because when the economy gets crazy, people lose jobs, right? And like, what should I do? Oh, maybe I'll just become a realtor. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions people have about being a real estate agent when they're not a real estate agent?
Do you want to start?
I would say the biggest misconception is that like you're going to become like a millionaire overnight. That's just not the truth, you know? Sometimes it takes a few months for a deal to close, and even after your splits and everything, you could be making like $5. So it's just not realistic. So I think that's a lot.
I feel like you're like an old soul. Like you're like 25, but like you're like really like 45 in real estate years. Like you've been doing this for so long.
Well, I did work with a woman who was 73, so that kind of aged me a little bit. But I definitely think that, you know, and I think you really have to be willing to like put in the work and know that like it's a lot of work. It's not just easy. You can't just buy leads and think something's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think too, people thinking like, oh, you have all this free time because you work for yourself. Like, if I don't want to work, I can just take the day off. But at the end of the day, if you're not working, you're not like having a deal going on, you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
So I think that's been like the biggest struggle. Or so many times I've been on vacation or, you know, been away with family, and I still have clients calling me like, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care I'm on vacation. Like, they need what they need now.
Yep.
So always being on my phone. I've had clients who work and they're like, hey, I can't hop on the phone till 10, 11 p.m. All right, what am I going to do? I have to hop on the phone with them. So it's really just, it takes up your weekends. It takes up, you know, weekdays. There's so many things that I have to say no to with friends because, you know, I'm trying to build my business right now. So I don't think, especially in the beginning, I think you're not going to have your own time.
Yeah.
So what's the thing that you like dislike the most about real estate?
The inconsistency of pay for me.
I would say dealing with terrible people.
Jesus Christ.
I've just really, like, I've only been in it for 2 years, but I have dealt with, like, the worst of the actual worst people. Like, the devil on earth type of thing.
Jesus Christ.
And I can't deal. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, a very nice and, like, carefree person. I really feel
that way.
Sounds
like North Shore shit. So South Shore's a lot nicer.
No, let me tell you, like, these women over there were crazy. I had a woman, an agent, who literally started like cursing me out and screaming at me. She didn't like the way I parked when I like pulled up to like the showing. No. I'm like, are you the parking police? Like, chill out. Like, I just think people are so crazy and it just makes it very difficult sometimes. Yeah. Like, if you're having a bad day and then you like try to make some calls and then you have someone like screaming at you, cursing you out, like that gets a little discouraging.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I would say the people.
What do you like the most about it?
I like the people that are, you know, grateful and super helpful. Yeah.
On that note, on the other side of the spectrum.
Those people, like, genuinely helping people who want to be helped. I've, like, just hearing so many clients that are like, we could not have done this without you. Like, you mean so much. Like, I had a past client. She knitted me a scarf, a hat, gloves.
Oh, that's cool.
In my favorite color. She wrote me this, like, incredible letter. And to me, like, that makes it so much worth it.
Have you guys... I took a lot of fire for this. Some people know about it, some people don't, but like the whole like 0% listing thing that's going on right now.
Yeah, we've been talking about
Didn't
that.
Didn't they just settle it yesterday?
Did they?
Or they settled something, I don't know.
I think they're coming after everybody.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think they're suing like EXP and Compass.
I think they're just, it's a money grab. I think at the end of the day, like everything else, it's a money grab. Yeah. But have, like, people have been talking about it. What do you see it becoming a real thing? Do you, is it up in the air? Like, what is your take on it?
For us, I know we always say, like, we're honestly nervous if it does happen. I know our team leader, Alex, is like, oh, it's fine if it does. But I'm like, not really, because what is the incentive for me to help a buyer, no offense, if I'm not going to get anything out of it? And I know they're trying to frame it so that the seller has to pay the buyer's agent. But I'm like, what the heck's the point of that? Like, why not just have the 4% commission? It's split because the seller could easily say, I'm not paying you. And then at the end of the day, Trude and I said, isn't it a disservice to a buyer? Because now if a buyer goes directly to the listing agent, their, you know, loyalty is to the seller. They could easily be like, oh, you know, we're going to need you to, like, spike up your offer. And what if they didn't have to? What if they already had the highest offer?
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, it's a disservice all around to everybody.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's stupid in my opinion.
Like, I feel like leave things the way they are. Like, it's working out fine.
But the good thing for, like, people like you, like, there's a lot of people. You guys are friendly. Mm-hmm. You're likable. Like, you're smart. You're young. There's a lot of, like, this is good for you.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, adapt to it, you can make a lot of money with it, where there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to, like, freak out.
Yeah, and just
and leave the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or they're not going to be able to sell it right. And if you can come in and sell it right, you can really kill it.
For sure.
So, yeah, I was curious. I haven't really been out and about.
Yeah.
And I see stuff going on social media, but I see them now going down the list and really starting to, like, go after all the brokerages.
Yeah, it's insane.
So I was curious to know, like, if your brokers have talked about it, what they said, and they're just like, don't worry, if it comes about, we're gonna deal with it.
Yeah, kind of like that.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So in conclusion, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of, believe it or not, even at this point, like, there's a lot of agents that mm-hmm. look up to you guys, right? They're like, it's cool that you guys had the guts to do that.
Yeah.
You're doing business. You've only been in the industry for 2 years. You know, what advice do you give people who are thinking about getting into it? Mm-hmm. Maybe people who have a situation where, like, maybe their family doesn't want them to do real estate and want them to take a different route. I guess it's going to be interesting to, once this airs, you know, how your father...
Let your dad know.
Yeah.
You might want to go home after this and say, listen, I have to tell you something.
I know.
Before you find out.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
This way he doesn't find out on
the
podcast.
He's definitely going to, like, hear from it and be like, what? And then he's going to, like, get mad at my mom because she's going to be like, she knew the whole time, so.
But he is a salesman. Like, it's in the blood.
Yeah, he's just very, like, for him, protective. Like, honestly, if it were up to him, he'd be like, don't drive here, don't drive there. He's just very, like, wants to shelter me. Yeah. And he wants that stability, so I don't know.
So what would you tell mm-hmm. people that are thinking about getting in the industry? Maybe people that don't have the encouragement mm-hmm. or, you know, what are your kind of, like, your tips to them or your advice to them?
Yeah, I would say just do it. At the end of the day, like, you are going to be the only person who's with you for your entire life. You're your biggest fan, your biggest supporter. I always say if someone's going to, you know, knock you down or make fun of you or belittle you, like, they're just a hater. They're not your friends. And the people that do that, they're probably just feeling insecure about themselves and wishing they could. Like we said, look how many people probably made fun of, like, these big TikTok people like Charlie D'Amelio, Alex Earl, and they're like 18 years
old. Alex Earl is killing it.
Yeah.
We love Alex Earl. But she's like 18 and making more money than anybody could ever probably
imagine. Dating the
football guy. Yep. So at the end of the day, I think if you really are passionate about something and you just want to go for it, like, just do it. Who cares what anyone thinks if it's going to, you know, better your life.
Alex Earl looks at the camera, puts makeup on, and crushes it.
Yeah.
I've been told she's very relatable.
She is.
She goes to college in Miami. Every girl loves her.
Yeah.
And now she's dating some dude that's, like, on the Dolphins.
Yeah, Brad
and she, like, has her own makeup line. She's, like, a crazy influencer. Has, like, 6 million TikTok followers.
Yeah, because she's under Alex Cooper's Unwell brand. So she started a podcast under that. So she's, like, we definitely can't do it now because it's so well known.
Oh, yeah. She does have the podcast. Yeah, she does have the podcast. I've seen that. That's right. So how about you?
I agree with everything Danny said, honestly. I feel like if you're really passionate about it and you envision that life for yourself, I think you just need to go for it. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. As long as, you know, you can sleep with yourself at mm-hmm. night, go for it.
Yeah. I love it. Chaos to closing. If people are interested in seeing the podcast, if they want to work with you, if they want to reach out, how do they get in touch with you?
Yep. So our Instagram is just Chaos to Closing. And in our Instagram, we have links to our Spotify, our YouTube. So people could watch it there. If they want to contact us, they could DM us, comment, text us if they know us personally. So we love hearing from everyone.
Yes.
I have one more question that just popped into my mind. So a lot of people are like, yo, podcast is a lot of work. You mentioned before, mm-hmm. like, you guys are doing the editing.
Yeah.
How are you doing the filming?
So we go to a loan officer's office. We just recently changed locations.
Oh, the British loan officer?
What happened?
why am I drawing a blank about it? The British loan officer. I love that guy.
Oh, Ben Lavender.
Yes.
We were there. But then when we went a week ago to film, we were like talking to the camera guy and he's like, oh, by the way, I'm actually moving to Buffalo Friday. And we were like, huh?
Right.
Oh,
like you've known this for a week.
He like knew it for a week. So we were like scrambling, but we also have a relationship with Contour Mortgage in Garden City. So we just started filming there. You'll see that in this upcoming week's episode, the new set.
So you guys are actually doing the editing or they do the editing?
No, we do the editing.
So I think a lot of people, myself included, I'm very lucky, mm-hmm. right? I have two very talented gentlemen here. And they take care of all of it for me to make my life easy. Mm-hmm. What is the editing process like for you? Like, I think a lot of people, like, they're afraid to tackle that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. You seem like you're tech savvy.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? So how involved is that?
It's a arduous process. So basically when we get the raw footage, we watch it first and then we use CapCut, which is super user friendly. Honestly, it was just playing around with it, seeing the different features. It usually takes me about like an hour to 2 hours to
edit.
Not bad. Yeah, it's not really bad. Not bad. Trudy makes our Instagram reels. I edit the actual podcast itself.
Split it up.
Yeah. So I would say it's just, we had to research Google, but again, like my background and from college too with PR, I definitely dabbled a little bit in editing. So.
No, that's awesome. Dad, you can't be mad. Like the passion, right? She's doing her thing. These guys are doing their thing. I give you a lot of credit. Super proud of you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Again, Chaos the Closing. Check it out. Obviously, if you have a house that sounds like Cappy, I'm quick. I'm easy. I'm a good time. I want to buy it. 516-777 sold. That's a wrap. Done. Yay. Thanks, guys. That was cool.
Thank you.